Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith. Sorry, Roy. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, markets have been acting, well, seasonal at best, I guess, here. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth.
They have been. It's been kind of an interesting week. We've seen a couple of days where the market traded quite a bit higher during the session and then ended up closing either unchanged or lower. It's kind of an indication that really doesn't know which way to go, I guess.
Everybody's still kind of watching the energy markets a lot. Also, been hearing a little bit of concern about some weather down in South America as far as possibility of increasing moisture there for soybean rust. But so far, that really hasn't affected the markets yet.
I haven't really heard any definitive assessment of what's going on in South America. I know there has been some concern, and that, you know, this is the time of the year when if they're going to get some weather conditions, either real favorable or real unfavorable, why, we're right in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What are the charts looking like here right now? Are we still kind of seeing the seasonal tendencies?
The soybeans have pretty much followed a seasonal trend. The dead cat bounce actually lasted into the first of the year, which is a little unusual, but it made one jump up there after that crop report and then just been kind of drifting since then. Corn market, of course, is quite a bit higher than what it normally is, and a little bit unusual, I guess, but really hasn't been going anywhere the last week or so. And so, you know, we're approaching the time when we normally see the winter low. It'd be anywhere from the middle of February to about the 1st of March. And so that may be one thing that's kind of weighing on the market, and that is that there's a pretty strong seasonal tendency to see a pullback here, and while the fundamentals, especially in the corn, are very friendly, we have to keep feeding that bull or the market stops going up.
And that's just a matter of just news one way or the other, isn't it?
It is, and of course the big thing right now is that people are trying to figure out how many acres of soybeans and wheat are going to be shifted into corn, and you know, and I don't know what the answer to that is. Here in eastern Nebraska, I don't think it's going to be very much, but out in the irrigated areas and then you get over into Iowa where the rainfall is more reliable, where there's going to be quite a bit shifted.
Exactly. Well, if somebody would like to find out more about the markets and stuff, and you've also got some more marketing seminars coming up, I think, too, don't you?
I do. I'll be up in your area next week. I'm going to be a Tuesday at Hardington at the VFW Club from 1 to 4, and then on Wednesday, I'm going to be at Homer and from 10 a.m. to 2:30, and I don't know what building we're going to be in, but it's that big building on the south side of the street as you come into Homer on the highway, and at a town like Homer, I don't think you can miss it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Otherwise, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
All right, Roy, visit with you again next week.
Thank you.